every Tuesday, and today it's out to Lakeview Elementary, and the principal out there is Sue Lanham. Sue, good afternoon. How are you?
Great. How are you this afternoon?
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm told this is our first time together, and I had to reschedule you a couple weeks ago, so I appreciate you coming back and giving me another chance.
Well, I'm very excited to be here and to share all of the great things at Lakeview Elementary.
Now, Lakeview, as we know, is out by the lake, and that's not surprising news to anybody. But tell us where you came from and how you made it out to Lakeview Elementary.
So I have a background in elementary education, and I've been in Southern Indiana as an administrator for at South Harrison Community Schools for a few years. Actually, I was there for 10 years, and I went to work at SIEC in Jasper, working as at a service center, and then made my way back to MCCSE through some encouragement of cohort members of mine through IU School of Education, and here I am at Lakeview. Being blessed every day to work with this group of amazing staff and teachers and kids and families, it's just truly a blessing to be here.
Excellent. Well, welcome aboard and welcome to the program. All we're trying to do today is have some fun with you. We're going to let you brag on your school and brag on your kids and all the great things that are going on. But for people who might be new to the area, Lakeview, who do you guys serve? Who is eligible to hop on the bus, Gus, and head on over?
So we're in the southern part of the district. So we serve like the Smithville area, and we serve on the other side of 37, some of the southernmost pieces of property in that area. Our kids leave here. They go to Jackson Creek for middle school. So we actually have kids from all over the county, but predominantly the southern half.
Gotcha. And obviously elementary school, pre-K through sixth grade. Tell me what goes on with those little ones in pre-K.
So we have about 17 preschoolers in our preschool, 12 of which will come into our kindergarten next year. And we love to get outside and play. They do a lot of play-based learning. They eat lunch in the cafeteria, and I think that's my favorite time of day because I get to see them every day in there. They love to go to the library, and they attend specials just as the other kids do. And then they are in our parent pickup line. Like, we have one parent pickup line, and the preschoolers are out there too. So we get to talk to their parents and really engage with their families and their siblings as they come and go each day. So it's wonderful to be able to engage with the parents and families every day as well.
The next
so they
generation.
Love to be at school.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? That's where all your friends are. That's what I tell my kids. I've got a middle schooler and an elementary. I said, why would you want to stay home with your dopey parents? All your friends are there, and you have recess and specials and all the other fun things that are going on. And they eventually admitted I was right in that case. The sixth graders are the top of the food chain, so to speak, and they're getting ready, as you mentioned, to move on to middle school, and everybody else in between. What is your philosophy for people that are just getting to meet you for the first time, being in the MCCSE for the first time? What is your school and your teachers and your staff? What is your message to everybody?
Well, we love to spoil our kids. We love to encourage them, and we love to set high expectations. A lot of times we have the conversations about working hard to be able to play hard, and that's what we're doing right now. We're working really hard getting ready for our spring iLearn assessments and wrapping up the end of the 9 weeks, but we're also celebrating the academic growth. This week we're going to have some kickball going on in the afternoon on Friday for kids who met their growth goal on an assessment we called NWEA, which we take 3 times a year. So we're getting ready to celebrate that on Friday afternoon, as long as the rain will hold off for us. We want to get outside and have a little kickball competition. And then next week we're going to celebrate kiddos who grew in both areas, both reading and math. And then this Friday is our core coin winners. We do a core tunnel once a month for kids who display our core values of community, order, respect, and excellence. And they get a special silver coin that they get to keep. And we do a parade around the building, and we celebrate those kids. And that's going to happen on Friday. So we do a lot of celebrating, but we also do a lot of hard work. And we want our kids to realize that the hard work pays off.
Dr. Sue Lanham is our guest. She is the principal at Lakeview Elementary. She is in her second semester of her first year here in the MCCSC. I saw this week it's National Assistant Principals Week. You got anybody over there that's been helping you get used to all the ins and outs of Lakeview in your first season that you want to brag about?
Oh my gosh, can I brag about Melinda Fields?
Please.
She's my assistant principal. She's here only part of the week, but we get to collaborate, and I could not have made it this far without her. She is amazing with the kids. She knows all of the kids and families at Lakeview. She has the best attitude, and she is such a cheerleader for our kids and staff here at Lakeview, and I just feel so excited to be able to work with her and tap into all of the knowledge and information she has about MCCSC and growing as a leader. And I can't say enough great things about her.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad everybody's getting along. It makes it easier when you're surrounded by great people and obviously those families and the parents. The PTO is a big help as well. You have any big spring events coming up, or what else has the PTO been helping you with here in 2023?
So we have, I can't brag on the Lakeview families enough. We have such supportive families. Our PTO and our families here at Lakeview just come in and help whenever we ask. We have done Dine to Donate. We're getting ready to do another Culver's Night on April the 19th. Actually, next Friday, we're having our Spring Carnival. The PTO is sponsoring that. We just finished a readathon, and actually, we have a local author coming out on April 11th that's sponsored by our PTO. Kim Freeman is coming out to visit, and we're celebrating her book called Ice Cream Man that she helped to co-write. And part of our visit is PTO is having 30 of our kids that participated in the readathon, the kids who read the most. They're going to do an ice cream party with Kim Freeman, the author of Ice Cream Man. So our PTO is so involved, and they are so wonderful. They're helping us to raise money to add to our STEM lab. We're wanting to cultivate and build our resources in our STEM lab for our kids and families. So we just also had STEM night a couple of weeks ago. It was a great turnout, and that was also sponsored by PTO. So they have been a busy group of parents, and it has been wonderful.
Well, it sounds like it. In April, there's no vacation days in April. I got on Dr. Hoswald about that last week. I said, hey, come on. We can't go from spring break to primary election day here. But it seems like you're filling in all the days with plenty of things to do. Now, you mentioned, was it I Read or I Learn? Obviously, I'm not up for Parent of the Year if I can't remember which one this is. But who's next to go under the microscope of the testing of the state of Indiana?
All students in grades 3 through 8 will start taking iLearn. The window opens next week. So we are testing and getting into that testing mode. Our testing at Lakeview will start the week of April 17th. We're going to start our testing during that week. So that's our window opens April the 17th through May the 12th, and that's for our whole district.
How do you get them ready? Is there anything you can do? You've been in education long enough, obviously, that there's a split. We could do a whole show on this. There's a split, angle on what testing does or does not accomplish. You're hoping to take care of that via your staff and classrooms on a daily basis, not just these 3 or 4 or 5 days where the state makes you do this, correct?
Absolutely. And what that does is it really just tells us what we're doing well as a staff and where we may need to change things around a little bit. We encourage our parents to support the kids during the process and kind of help them to get a good night's sleep and make sure they have a good breakfast and they come to school ready and ready to just be calm and show us what they've done. And that's what we ask our kids to do, is just show us what you've learned so that we can learn from it ourselves. So we love to talk about learning all the time and the expectations, and this is part of those expectations that we all have across the state.
Dr. Sue Lanham is our guest today. She is the principal of the Lakeview Lions in the MCCSC. And you mentioned this, the STEM to Them bus. That's out there today and tomorrow. Who gets to go through there and have all the fun of playing and poking around and having a great time?
So all of our kids, pre-K through sixth grade, are out at the STEM bus, and actually right now it's great because it's not raining, so they're actually moving between the building and out to the bus. We have a lot of great things going on. We have kids working together. Some of our fifth and sixth graders are helping some of those littles to work through some STEM projects. It's just a great collaborative effort, and Beth Smith and Addie Smith, they do a great job of getting everything ready for the STEM bus and engaging our kids to think outside the box and to really work with some of those STEM pieces. They love the technology.
Yeah, and everybody, the jokes, I always kid, the joke is on them. They think they're just having fun and playing. No, you're learning.
We don't tell them that.
That's exactly right. So we can fool them, that's fun. I would be remiss to bring up that kindergarten registration is open and going on, and you're looking for, well, we know your pre-Ks are going to join the party next year, but we want to put that reminder out for the rest of the folks.
We also want to put out there that we are doing a Friday story time in our library every Friday for future Lakeview Lions that are 4 years old. We're wanting to get our kids to get to know our building and get to know our staff. So on Fridays in April, we are having a preschool story time from 10:30 to 11 every Friday. And they're going to do a story with our amazing librarian, Jerry Bitar, and our kindergarten teachers are going to come down and visit. They're going to do crafts and have a snack, and we're going to engage with our preschool families at that time. So we're doing that every Friday during the month of April.
And another fun part, as you brought up, the carnival, that's not this Friday, that's next Friday, and that's open to the public, right? That's just not for folks at your school. Anybody can come by and have a great time, right?
Anybody can come and have a great time at the Lakeview Carnival. It will be from 5 to 7, and we're going to have most of it in the gym and inside the building just to make sure with this spring weather, but we are ready. We're going to have some pizza and some family events, some games. They're going to sell tickets. The kids are going to be able to make things and take them with them and play some games, so it's going to be a lot of fun out here. Next Friday, the 14th, from 5 to 7.
You know, some of those prizes you might need to hand out will be sunscreen. Listen to this forecast for you next Friday. 82 and mostly sunny.
That sounds like a great day for a water academic celebration, doesn't it?
It sure does. You can do anything when it's 82 and sunny. That's what makes it fun as well. If you need to come by for the carnival, it's from 5 to 7. Again, that's not this Friday on Good Friday. It's Friday the 14th, not Friday the 13th, Friday the 14th. So you can come out and have some fun with that. And, well, you know what? We're going to blink, and it's going to be May, and everybody is ready to go. So our next day off, right, is Election Day, Tuesday, May 2nd. That's it. So we've got to get after it here in the month of April.
We have a lot of things on our calendar, and we can't wait to see how all of the things play out and having a little fun, but also working hard to end the year on a positive note.
Well, you get everybody fired up for these silly tests that they have to take, and remind them it's not the end of the world. It's just a test. But again, carnivals are fun, and the coins and the walks are fun, and doing all that stuff. Dr. Sue, it was great to meet you. We wish you nothing but the best for the rest of the semester. And if there's anything we can help you with, please let us know.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it out here at Lakeview, and we hope to see everyone at the carnival.